Morning. We appreciate all of you coming out this morning. And just as a quick housekeeping note, I know there's a lot of very important, busy people in the room, but out of respect for the person sitting next to you and the gentleman who has traveled all the way from the East Coast to be here, if you could take out any noisemakers that you might have that could disrupt somebody, so your cell phones, your pagers, ankle bracelets, whatever you have that might make noise, silence those for the next hour. And it is my honor and privilege to introduce this gentleman, a gentleman who for many years I've sat in the audience kind of mesmerized with what him and his family have done in this business. He is a $500,000 ring earner for the guests in the room. That simply means that they have achieved an income level of somewhere between $500,000 and $999,000 in a 12-month period. But then to hear how fast they accomplished that and what they're not only doing in this business, but humanitarian-wise all over the world, I'm not going to steal his stories or his thunder, but would you all please give it up for Mr. Mike Milia!
Welcome, and Mr. Dave Hall, thank you so much. And those of you who are guests today won't know this about Dave, but Dave has literally been leading up this area over the last bunch of years now, and we've got to know each other. And I tell you, one of the great places we really get to know each other is on all expenses paid vacations in Cancun. How's that, Greg? Right? The only thing better than vacations is a free vacation. And the company does that on an annual basis, and that's really the place where I think we've gotten to hang out the most and just sort of let, I guess I let my hair down. I'm not sure if Dave let his hair down. But this gentleman's, not only his success and his legend in the company continues to be built, but he's one of our prestigious $100,000 ring earners, meaning that made over $100,000 in a single year. And, that's just something that's not that easy to do. A lot of us aspire to do those type of things. Before I was involved with a company, never made more than $70,000 in a single year, and that was like a peak year. Okay, so the kind of success I've been able to enjoy here is over the last decade really is new to me. So I still remember what it's like to go to the ATM machine and hope I can get 20 bucks out. Right, so I'm not bragging about that, but I remember that. Now, when I got involved, what I'll do right away is I'm going to show you a quick video. And then I'm going to come. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about my background, and then go into the presentation. How many guests do we have out this morning? Can I see our guests? Let's have a big hand for our guests here. Appreciate you guys. Awesome. The first part, the next 45 minutes to an hour is dedicated to you guys. It's information on the company, who we are, what we're doing, why we're here, and where we're going. And then we'll take a short break, I suppose, and afterwards we're going to get back together again and do some training and things, and we have some special things lined up for you. I'm going to share in the training session a lot about how we did what we've done, just go some of the background of it and some of the principles behind it and some of the strategies we've employed. But to start out, let's go to the video.
In America, every generation is born with a dream, with the notion of equality, with the freedom to make certain choices, to exercise certain rights, the right to life, the right to liberty, the right to pursue happiness. But it wasn't until Harlan Stonecipher was blindsided by a motor vehicle and hospitalized in 1969 that he realized it was money, not rights, that gave you access to our legal system. And after depleting his life savings, defending himself against something he didn't do, Harlan Stonecipher was determined to make legal protection accessible to everyone, everywhere, no matter how traumatic or trivial the situation, so that no one would ever be blindsided again. And that's exactly what he did. It was the early 90s when an idea to create a proprietary network truly changed the game. It meant that instead of hundreds of good attorneys serving hundreds of customers, now there was one dedicated law firm serving thousands of members. And instead of attorneys waiting for work to get paid, they were prepaid. The business model for legal products was turned on its head, and a whole new scope and level of service was born. What had been a good product became a great product. And now, on-call advice went from being the privilege of the few to the right of the many. That's the product we sell today. How good does it feel to be able to offer that kind of service to your friends, your neighbors, your community? Our product is something to be proud of. It has stood the test of time. 40 years and 20 million times, our lawyers have been there to protect their clients, helping our 4 million users live their lives on their own terms. Our members fear nothing. The protection of our product is total. A shield that watches over them and their loved ones, protecting their rights, their freedom, and their future. Everyone, everywhere, deserves to wake up with peace of mind, feeling protected every day, every night, now and forever, by our new company, Legal Shield. Total access, total freedom.
Awesome. I love that piece, and that piece was put together relatively recently, and it just gives you a quick overview of who we are and where we're going and such. But I'll give you a little of my background before we move on. And you know, I was a Small Business America. Any small business owners here? You know, if you ever own a small business, had the ups and downs of small businesses. You know, sometimes things were great, sometimes things were a little not so great. And about almost 17, 18 years ago, found myself in a situation where my kids were just getting old enough to go to university. Anyone ever put a kid through college lately? These things are called expensive, you know. And I was shocked at how much the prices had gone up, the costs had gone up since I spent one semester in college back in 1970. So you don't have to have any special kind of education for this type of business, for what we're doing right here. But at that point in time, I knew I needed to change things. I started just looking around, started being open, and I was introduced to the direct selling industry. I was introduced to the concept of network marketing, of network distribution, where you not only you brought products and services to the marketplace through belly-to-belly sales. Does that make sense to you guys? I was introduced to that concept. At the time, I was very skeptical, but I gave it a shot, and I worked with a company that was a startup company. And I don't know if you've ever been with a startup. Anyone ever been with a startup company of any kind? Anyone ever have a company go out of business that you've been working with? They have a nasty thing that happens when they go out of business. They stop paying you. They stop paying you too, right? And so I found myself 4 years after I decided I was going to turn everything around, and I was in deeper debt. I didn't know what I was going to do. I was introduced to this company, and I was completely skeptical. First thing I was skeptical about was they told me they were going to make lawyers affordable. I thought, oh, geez, you know. Second thing I was skeptical about, and things are changing a little bit, but this company is from a little town called Ada, Oklahoma. And I didn't know there was any, it might as well have been from, you know, I don't know. We're somewhere like in South Utah. Hardly anyone ever goes. It could have been there, right? That's what it would have meant to me. I live in Florida, and it would have meant like they're from Okeechobee. And so I was skeptical. But here's what happened. Before I ever heard information about how the company worked, how the money worked, and things like that, I met a gentleman, and many of you know this gentleman. He lives down, I think he lives in Arizona these days, by the name of Larry Smith. And Larry shared his story with me. He'd been with the company as an independent distributor for 2.5 years at that point in time. His first year, he made about $60,000. I was impressed with that. But here's what I was really impressed with. His second full year with the company, he made over $220,000. Everybody's different, okay? Everyone has a different starting point. Everyone has a different, you know, framework in their mind. To me, man, I thought if I could just find a way to make $20,000 a month, and do that not just 1 month, but 2 months, 3 months. By the time I did it for 4 or 5 months, my financial difficulties would be over. And if I could continue doing it, who knows what? I could afford to put the kids through college. So when I look at this company, it was in September of 1998. My older daughter was a senior in high school. She was fixated on going to Wesleyan University in Connecticut. She wanted to go there. I'm a divorced dad. Her mom, not being mean, but just being practical, said, don't depend on your dad. He's not doing that well financially right now. You should take whatever scholarship you can get. But I wanted to be able to do that for her. So when I heard Larry Smith made 220 grand his second year, I thought, man, you know, if I could even get up to 100 grand and just get on that pace, I'd be able to send her to that college. And so I got involved. I went out to a full presentation, just like we're going to show you today. I even watched some training and stuff. Got signed up the very next day. Within 3 months, I knew I'd made a great decision. I was making over $6,000-$7,000 a month. Within 6 months, over 10 grand a month. Within a year, over 20 grand a month. I don't say that to brag, but tell you guys that I found something that worked. Okay? So, you know, my biggest question once I started making some money was, will this company pass the test of time? Now, ironically, I'd already been in business for 26 years at the time when I was asking that question. Well, now it's 13 years later. Okay? 13 years later, so that question's been answered for me. Right? I mean, I'm here, and I'm going to continue to still be here. Mr. Stonecipher, the founder of our company, one time I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and he was sitting right over here, and I was doing the presentation, so I was a little nervous with, you know, the founder of the company there. And but here's what I said. I said, here's my job description. See if you guys would like a job description like this. My job is to be a walking, talking success story. I told Mr. Stonecipher, as long as you pay me $250,000 more a year, I'll keep doing it. Right? My money got better. You know, we made as much as $500,000 in a year. But, you know, stepping back, when I decided then to get involved with the company, I learned the systems. I learned the systems in place. I went out and studied with the people that had already been there and been successful and been doing it, rolled my sleeves up and went to work. Work with my kid brother. And some people say, you and your brother did so well so fast. I said, yeah, we had a competitive advantage. We were broke. Right? When you're broke, you got plenty of time and no money. You might as well go to work. And so that's what we did. And we luckily, you know, not luckily, but luck was a part of it. The harder you work, the luckier you get. But we used the systems in place, not overnight, but over time. We built a very solid team of folks that's all across North America right now. And I'll explain a little bit how the money works, but sort of just give you a quick preview of that, is every time somebody on my team markets a membership, whether they're in California or New York or Florida or Georgia or Canada, I get paid a little bit of something. Okay? Make sense? That's what I saw. That's what I realized. I realized that's how Larry Smith made $220,000 his second year. And so with that, I'm going to go on. I'm going to talk about the company. I'm going to talk about the product. And then go a little bit into how the money works. Okay? Real simple, guys. What we do, give our members, our customers, the ability to talk to attorneys for a low monthly fee. Instead of an hourly rate, a low monthly fee. No matter how traumatic or no matter how trivial, I like those words, because it doesn't matter if it's big or small. A lot of us have been treated unfairly over small matters. You know, maybe a shirt was ruined at a dry cleaner's, or a dress was ruined, or, you know, just something happened. You were treated, and it was only a $100 problem or a $50 problem. Well, no one's going to call an attorney. It's going to cost you $200 to $300 an hour for that. Right? But here, you don't have to worry about it because, in essence, by prepaying, by paying ahead of time, we have access to attorneys, and I'll go through how the membership works. So our goal is to put families under our protection all across North America. Okay? Have you ever signed a contract? I can't read that from here. I've got to look up these things. Okay? Everyone here has signed a contract, fair enough to say. Everyone here has been treated unfairly, fair enough to say. Most of us got traffic tickets. I drive around here. All you guys have radar devices in your car. I assume that's history. That's preventing future traffic tickets. Identity theft. You know, we're talking a little bit about identity theft. When we introduced identity theft products almost 8 or 9 years ago now, at that point in time, those words were hardly hardly spoken. I hardly heard those words at all. Since that time, you and I both know it's become epidemic. I hear right here in the state of Utah, a major breach in the health, like something like 780,000 folks' information has been lost. And there's only 2 million people, right? So that's one third of everybody that you and I know, I don't know them, but you guys know them, right here in your state, needs that service. And we'll explain how that works in a little bit. But you guys have been where I've been, situations where you just wish you could call an attorney. How many of you have done this? I've done this. You're going to hear from my attorney. Damn. I didn't have one. But today, when I make that threat, guess what happens? My next phone call is to my attorney. I've got the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency service on speed dial. I recommend you put it there, too. Don't like to use it that often, but if I have to, I have to. Okay, so real estate, consumer finance, family law, estate planning, traffic issues. Right now, folks, we have about 1.5 million memberships in effect across the United States and Canada. Real estate, foreclosures averaged 3.8 million per year over the last 3 years. That's about 11 million folks could have used that service. They were being foreclosed upon. My guess is, just my guess, is that most of those people did not employ the services of an attorney because they did not see attorneys as affordable. Had they had that service, there would have been a phone call away. They'd have an attorney advising them on their rights, advising them on what to do, even helping them out if necessary. See? So there's a need for the service. So we've got consumer finance. I'm blessed today that I don't have the collection people calling me anymore like they used to. Back when they used to, I wish I knew what my rights were. I wish I knew what I could say to them to stop them calling me at certain times or this or that. But I didn't know what my rights were. I didn't know about this service. I wasn't going to call an attorney to find out. Family law, you know, unfortunately, we all know people that have gone through divorce. You know, some of us right here in the room. You know, divorce itself is expensive enough. There's usually not that much money left over to get legal advice and legal counsel about what to do with the kids and child support and child custody. All too often that stuff falls through the cracks and people suffer, you know, on both sides of the aisle for it. But here, you can have an attorney, a phone call away, and again, I'll go through how the service works. Estate planning, living will, a power of attorney, you know, here's what we know, everyone's going to need one. 70% of the folks across our country don't have an up-to-date will in effect. If you move from one state to another state, you want to check in with your attorneys, make sure that your will is good in that estate, in that state. You want to do those types of things, you know? How much is a will? Check this out. My dad had his will done before we were involved in this company, okay? Passed away last year when he was going into home hospice care. My sister, who's the executive of the state, and my dad couldn't find his will. So we called up the local attorney who had drawn it up. And sure enough, he had a copy on file. It had to be re-notarized and re-signed. It took all of about 12 minutes. It was an 8-page document. My dad was in home hospice care, so we didn't know how long he had to go. So it was urgent that we got it done right away. $275. He'd already paid $750 to get the will done, just to get it copied. And that's unfortunately what gives attorneys a bad name, that kind of stuff. What we're doing is helping them... you know, get a good name, help them up their reputation, if you will, rehabilitate the reputation. Traffic issues, moving traffic violations, you know, we all get them. I mean, I don't know, we all get them, but if you drive like me, you're glad to have attorneys like our attorneys. I got pulled over in you guys ever been to Orlando? I flew into Orlando, and I was driving over to downtown Orlando. I was on the B-Line Expressway. It's really crowded. I just sort of pulled out of the traffic a little bit, and it was a beautiful autumn morning. And all of a sudden, I look over, and there's a state trooper, and I look down, and I'm doing 80. And it's a 55-mile-an-hour zone. Not good. He pulls me over. I'm like, you know. Sunday morning, I give him my license registration. He says, man, you know, I got to go check on some stuff. He goes, you know what? We're going so fast. I said, you know, he said, why are we going fast? I said, you know, it's just the traffic was open. It's a beautiful day. I don't have any good reason. He said, okay, let me go back. Goes back to his car. He comes back, and he says, you know, man, I got you doing 81 and a 55, and that's pretty nasty if I write it up at 81, and you've got a perfect driving record. So he wrote me up for doing 61 and a 55, thus preserving, because I had to go to traffic school and do it online, preserving my perfect driving record. Little did he know that that perfect driving record was assured by our attorneys. Okay, we give professional advice on all matters from the trivial to the traumatic, including pre-existing conditions. If you have a pre-existing condition right now, give a quick example of it. One of my buddies marketed the membership to his brother, and his brother had like a problem with a car 3 years ago, and the insurance company, you know, gave him a rental during the time he was getting it fixed, but then they stiffed him for the rental, and they wouldn't make good on his payment for the rental. He called his attorneys. They wrote a letter to that insurance company 3 years later, and that insurance company, based on that letter, reimbursed him for that thing, pre-existing condition, 3 years later. Okay. So I'm going to go through this, and this is the essence of what we do. Now, what we do with attorneys is a great system we have. Is we put every state or province that we do business in, we put a law firm on retainer to serve our customers. They are contracted to deliver a certain set of prepackaged services to our customers at no extra charge but their low monthly fee, and anything else that's not covered by it, the prepackaged part will be available at a discount. But I'll walk you through that. I'm going to walk you through the prepackaged part. Now, from when I was on the outside looking in, I did not recognize that the number one way I would personally use the membership would be this, right here, unlimited phone consultation. I would be able to call up anytime during business hours, dial an 800 number, and go into my law firm. In this case, I live in Florida. My law firm's in Orlando. They call me back. They get my membership number. They call me back. I tell them the nature of the situation. If I have a real estate problem, I talk to someone who's knowledgeable in real estate law. Divorce problem or child support problem or something like that. Whatever area of law, 26 major areas of law that are there, whatever major area of law you're involved in, folks, you get advice about that. And it's unlimited. Personal, business, even hypothetical. You can call up in the morning because your neighbor's tree fell on your fence. What are my rights? What are their rights? What should I do? You can call back later on because your kid was mistreated at school and you don't know what your rights are. Or your spouse was asked to sign a work contract. You're not sure what it means, whether you should sign it or not. Unlimited phone consultation, unlimited number of issues. If necessary, our attorneys will write letters or make phone calls on your behalf. Folks, this is powerful. I'll give you two quick examples. My son Luke is a software engineer, went to school in Virginia. After he got to college, he went and traveled around the world for a while, came back and went to New York City, got himself a software engineer job for Oxygen Media, the television network that Oprah started. And based on the strength of that job, he went out to rent an apartment. They ran a credit check, and according to the credit check, hadn't paid his last cell phone bill back in Charlottesville, Virginia. Called me up. Dad, I paid it. I said, Luke, calling the wrong guy. Call your attorneys. Okay? The attorneys are under contract to call our members back within 8 business hours, so typically within a day. More often than not, that phone call comes back within 20 to 35, 40 minutes, something like that, an hour or two. You know, I've never had a call come back the next day. Even if I called at 4:30 in the afternoon, I've gotten a call early that evening every single time I personally use it. But within 8 business hours. So my son calls him up, explains the situation. They say, can you prove it? He says, I've got the, when they call him back, he says, I've got the canceled check right here. The attorney says to him, fax it over to me. He does. The attorney then, with no extra charge but my son's low monthly fee, picks up the phone and calls the head of the collection agency that had listed him with the credit bureau. Now, I wouldn't have known to do that. I wouldn't have known what to say, and they probably wouldn't have listened to me. Hey, this is Luke's dad. Don't make me send my cousin over. Right? But that lawyer made a phone call, and based on the strength of that phone call, his credit report was cleared up the next day, and he could rent the apartment he wanted to rent. Okay? It's just a simple thing, but it was the cell phone bill with late charges and everything else came to $134. Had he not had our service, would he have called an attorney? The answer is no, because an attorney would have cost him $200, $300. Easy. And so what would he have done? Probably what many people do every day and pay that bill over again just to clear up his credit report, because it was more important for him to rent that apartment. Another quick one is my brother Steve. Many of you know he was here a few months ago. Crazy guy. My brother Steve went online and booked an airplane ticket. Anyone ever do that? Book an airplane ticket online, right? The company sent him 2 airplane tickets. He had paid with his Visa debit card. They charged him $450 times 2. He saw it. He called them up and said, man, you know, they looked. They said, we made a mistake. He said, great. You know, how quickly will you refund my money? They said, well, it's going to take 2 to 3 billing cycles. He says, how long is a billing cycle? He said, 4 to 6 weeks. 4 to 6 weeks? You, I might have wrongfully zapped the money out of my bank account. Why can't you just zap it back in? I mean, you know my brother, he really talks that way, right? So they said, you know, I'm sorry, sir, but that's our... You guys are on the phone with my brother? Okay, how many times a day or a week do you think those words are uttered across North America? United States and Canada, many, many times. What does the average person do when they hear those words? They shrug. What can I do? My brother had a $450 problem that was fixed. He just wasn't going to see the money for 3 months. Okay? What would most people do in that situation? Be mad and wait. But my brother says, well, I got a policy of my own. When I'm treated unfairly, I call my attorney. The guy on the other side of the phone laughed. You know, why not? Because who's going to call an attorney over a problem that's already sort of fixed? Well, my brother, no extra charge, right? My brother, like my son, in that moment did not have to make a financial decision. Okay? Called his attorneys fired off a letter on his behalf. About 8 to 10 days later, the money was mysteriously zapped back into his bank account. Okay, look. Next, contracts and document review. You guys have all done what I've done at some point or another. Looked at it. They say initial here. Oh, okay. Like, I know what it says, right? And then sign it. Most of the time, it's worked out okay. But a few times, there were things that, you know, you wish you hadn't signed, right? Now, before you sign a document, you can send it over to your attorneys, and, you know, and they'll review it for you, let you know what's in your interest. Because, really, if you're signing a document or a contract like that, it's been prepared by an attorney. It's just not yours, right? So it just makes sense, if it's affordable, to have your attorney review it. Now, one of the gals on my team actually sold the membership to her elderly mom who had surgery. Had a $43,000 hospital bill. The insurance company paid everything but $950. She wrote a check and she went home. Okay? She goes home. Her daughter comes over and says, Mom, do you know why you had to pay that $950? She says, no, I don't really, you know, I don't really understand the, you know, the details of the contract. She says, Mom, that's why you have our service. Call your attorney. She calls her attorney. Again, financial decision being made then? No. Already had made the financial decision to have our membership. Okay, call the attorney. The attorney said fax over the document, the health care document. She does. The attorney reviews it, calls back, says, listen, the way it reads to me, they should have covered everything. I'm going to write a letter on your behalf, send a letter off to her insurance company. 2 weeks later, she gets a $950 refund check from her insurance company and an apology letter saying somehow we misfiled your paperwork. What I like about all three of those stories is that none of those folks would have called an attorney had they not had our service. Okay? You know, Julie's mom would have not even known that she was being taken advantage of, and she wouldn't have called an attorney to check it out. But because she had a service, she was protected. You know, we can go on and on. There's stories in this room. There's dozens, probably hundreds and hundreds of stories right here in this room. Okay? Our lawyers will prepare your will for you, including your living will, power of attorney, you know, directives and stuff like that. This is important stuff, guys. And is it the same way here in Florida that if your spouse gets their will done in the first 60 days, they'll cover it here? So check that out. You can get your will done, and if your spouse gets their will done in the first 2 months you got the membership, their will is also at no extra charge but your low monthly fee. Okay, traffic-related issues, we talked a little bit about that. Again, you know, it just makes sense, if it's affordable, to have an attorney representing you. You know, anybody here, the last name starts with T or S or W. When you guys go to traffic court, you're the last ones called. Here's what happens. This is the best thing about having our service in the traffic court. When you're in traffic court and your attorney's with you, you're the first ones called. Okay? You're right up in the front of the line. They get you bumped up. It's like going like flying first class. Okay, trial defense. The next two areas I call just in case. None of us want to get sued, but do you have a plan just in case you do? Okay? Our trial defense, it covers pretrial time. It also, folks, covers civil situations and job-related criminal charges. Okay? One of our members, it will give you 75 hours your first year and 65 hours a year, tops off at 335 hours. Okay, one of our members in the state of Maine, a woman, a child care worker. You think, what do you think a child care worker makes? Somewhere between $20,000 and $35,000 probably, right? Well, this woman was accused of molesting a young boy. And she had gotten our service so she could get her will done the year before. She was completely freaking out. It was a Friday afternoon when she was informed by the local law enforcement that these charges were brought up and they were going to come and see her about them on Monday. So she was completely freaking out, calls her attorneys. Her attorneys say, listen, you've got coverage on this. You don't have to come a penny out of pocket because she had 100 and something hours saved up at that point, 140 hours, I think. So long story short, the attorneys went to work for her. 70 hours of attorney's time later, the charges against her were dropped. But what would she have done if she didn't have that? Mortgage a house? You know, I mean, who knows, right? But luckily for her, or, you know, thankfully for her, she had our services and stuff. You know, give another really quick one on that. I was in Atlanta, Georgia, working with one of the guys who I work with on my team. He specializes in the employee benefit aspect of that business. You can learn more about that. But we were actually building for an event similar to this. I was in Atlanta, it was a Wednesday afternoon, and we had a Saturday train coming up. I was the guest speaker, and we were just calling people, inviting them out and such. His door buzzer rings, and we're upstairs in his home office. He goes downstairs to the front door. He comes back, and he's got he has a smirk on his face. He goes, "You're not going to believe this." I go, "What's this?" He goes, "I was just served with a lawsuit." Okay? Now, if you're not a member with us today, ask yourself, what would you do tomorrow if you were served with a lawsuit? Well, the very first thing you'd have to do, really, or you probably do, is find an attorney. Okay? Well, my buddy Bob was not worried at all. Why? Because he had an attorney a phone call away. And he's laughing. I'm like, "You know, I wouldn't take it so lightly." He says, "I have nothing to worry about." He calls his attorneys. They call back. They tell him to fax over the lawsuit. He does. He just goes back to work. And you wouldn't think anything had happened, right? That's the amount of stress he had. He goes back to work. 2 hours later, the attorneys call up. "Here's got the good news for you. They've got the wrong Bob Levy." So the lawsuit wasn't even real. It wasn't even him, right? But you think about it. Yeah. He would have had to hire an attorney to find that out had he not had our service. But because he already was prepaying for our service, no extra charge but his low monthly fee. Okay? They are called just in case of the IRS audit. None of us want to get audited by the IRS, but what's your plan if you do? If you've got our services, you've got a backup. You've got attorneys a phone call away, up to 50 hours of attorney's time to help out with that. Okay? Anything not covered by the prepackaged part of our plan, available with at least a 25% discount. In some states and provinces, they do it on a flat fee for folks, but available at discount. I mean, if it's a serious, you know, a serious legal problem, $10,000, $20,000 problem, that discount is meaningful, right? So we do that. We also have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency service. I love as part of the plan. I could have used it a lot more often when I was younger. I don't stay up that late these days. But I was driving. I was driving through Greenville, South Carolina. You guys ever drive through South Carolina? I drive slow when I go through. I just don't like South Carolina for some reason. One of my brothers spent the night in jail there over an illegal left-hand turn. So anyway, I'm driving. I get pulled over in Greenville, and you're a police officer. And you know, some of you young guys can't relate to this, but now when I get pulled over by a police officer, they're younger than I am. Often they're younger than my kids are, right? This guy he must have been right out of the academy. I gave him my license and registration. He was at the passenger side. I said, "You know, can I ask you why you pulled me over?" He said, "I clocked you doing 66 in a 60. I'm like, I was going to say, that's not really speeding. But it says it says on my card that I have, it says, pulled over, if detained, questioned, or arrested, if you're dealing with a police officer, be polite. So I'm saying, "Okay, I'm being polite." But I got the card in my hand. He's got my license and registration. He says, "Where are you going?" Right on the card it says, give the security personnel, the police officer, law enforcement personnel, your name, your social security number if asked, your address, and your destination. So I'm thinking, "Well, I'm going to Charlotte, North Carolina." He goes, "Where are you coming from?" I'm thinking, that's not on the card. You know? But I was in a good mood. It was early, and it was about 10:30 at night. And so I'm coming from Anderson, South Carolina, where ironically I've been doing a presentation for a company. Then he says, "What were you doing there?" I said, "Sir, listen, if it's your intention to keep questioning me, you're going to have to take a look at this card." And on the card it says, "If it's in bold, if it's your intention to detain, question, arrest me, remove my child from my custody, or serve me with a warrant, please allow me to call my attorney immediately." Right? He looks at it and goes, "Are you the guys with the gold stickers? We give all of our members a gold sticker for their car, says I have legal protection." I go, "Mine's back over there." He says, "Sir, there's been a lot of accidents lately. Please slow down and drive carefully. Give me my paperwork," and goes on his way. See, and that wasn't such an extreme situation for me personally, but what if it was one of my kids coming back from spring break, you know, or going to spring break? I mean, it just makes sense. If this protection is affordable, it just makes sense to have it. And folks, it's this service that we offer that really drives the business opportunity we'll talk about in a little bit. okay? We have a whole library of online legal forms that, as a member, you have access to. We also...
Hope you're staying safe.
We'll go to this. We'll come back.
Blustery New Year's Eve. Let's get started with the call-in question of the day. What do you hope to change this year? One more song and we'll take your calls. Keep your radio tuned to the station with less rockin' and more talkin'. Old Anxiety, one of my favorite New Year's songs, and I have no idea what it means. We've got Mary from Maryland on the line, but first, this brief message from our friends at Legal Shield. Wouldn't you like to send that annoying creditor to the moon? Or rescue your daughter when student housing wants to kick her to the curb? Or maybe you'd like to show your neighbors who's boss next time that creep in their yard becomes a problem. With Legal Shield, they offer unlimited legal advice to a top-quality law firm for less than 20 clams a month. Call now and leave your worries behind with Legal Shield.
While we can't stop every tree from falling, we can go out on a limb for you. Legal Shield. Total access. Total freedom.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, just a quick side note is that... We were trading on the New York Stock Exchange for the last 10, 11 years. About last June, we got bought out by a private equity firm that looked at our company, looked at this service, and said, this service is so valuable that it really works the way they say it works. More people should have it. About 1.4 million members have it, and they thought it would be, and that's like less than 1% market penetration. We really come down to it. So they thought, they looked at this and that. Long story short, they did their research and bought our company for $650 million, okay? Now, if I could write a check for $650 million, you guys would never see me again. Or unless you have to write about my trip around the world on my yacht, right? But my point here is with that cartoon you just saw, and right now we've got three commercials, bona fide, great, top-quality commercials done in Hollywood that are going to be rolled out next week at our international conference in Oklahoma City where the company was originally from. And I say all that because we sit in a situation right now where timing is once again very important. That what happens over the next 3 months, 6 months, and a year, literally people are going to be able to position themselves for a massive amount of growth. But going back to our services and stuff, we have our legal service plan. About 8 or 9 years ago now, we added an identity theft protection. And it's not just about credit, identity theft. There's all kinds of identity theft. You've heard a lot about them. Obviously, the big problem they have right here in the state of Utah is huge. The IRS put out a statement a few weeks ago saying they couldn't keep up with the problem, that they were behind the eight ball on it. A company by the name of Kroll Worldwide came to us and said, listen, we were commissioned to do a study for the credit card companies on the risk of identity theft. And they did that study, but they came to us and said, here's who's really at risk, everyday people. Everyday people at risk who really can't fight it. And so what we've done, they said to us, is we've developed a service where we're going to help everyday people and protect them against identity theft. We can't necessarily stop identity theft from happening, but if it happens, we're going to even help them out in that situation. And I'm going to go through that in a moment. But one of the things that they knew was, and one of the reasons they came to us, if you're a victim of identity theft, somewhere along the way, you're going to need an attorney's help. And so we already were providing that. The second thing we were providing that they were really after was a motivated sales force, people like you and I that are out there marketing our plan already. We're already marketing our legal service plan, so we just added on this plan. Guys, the month we added on this plan, my income went up $8,000. In that very 1 month that we added this onto our plan. So it was very exciting. The membership covers all aspects. Here's what we cover. Like other identity theft products out there, whether your bank might supply it or your credit card might supply it, we monitor your credit with your alerts. That means if anything happens at all, you open a bank account, you're going to be notified by Kroll that you opened a bank account. If somebody else uses your information, open a bank account, you're going to be notified. If you've done it, that's fine, but if someone else has done it, you want to know, right? They pull your credit report with your permission. You get a consultation about it, consultation to help prevent identity theft. Other folks do that. Here's where we're different, okay? And this is so big. Identity restoration services. If your identity is stolen, we, a licensed investigator, is assigned to your case to help you straighten it out and restore your good name. According to the Federal Trade Commission, it's a 600, 800-hour problem. If it were me, I wouldn't know where to start. I wouldn't know when I was finished. Okay? Here, you know, we have back. We have professional backup. There are fraud alerts to be put on. We also have a safeguard for minors. For $1 extra a month, you can protect up to 4 kids at a time. You can move them around. You can check them. And you can have their credit files monitored. You know, my daughter just had a baby, and he's less than 3 months old, and she already told me that he already has a Social Security number. You know, I don't think I got one until I was a teenager and had to get a job or something, but he already had it. And so that Social Security number, and that child's at risk. I told her, listen, make sure you put him, you know, put him on the safeguard options that you have with the company, with Legal Shield and with Kroll. So they'll monitor that. Because if a kid has their identity stolen and they're 4 years old, they're not going to find out about it until they're 14 or 15 unless they have a service we offer. So combined, this is a big one right here, combined with the legal plan creates complete protection and coverage. But the legal plan is such an important part of it because, like, again, if you have identity theft problem, it's also a legal problem. You're going to need help of an attorney. So what do we got? We've got quality. We've got the dedicated provider law firms in every state or province we do business. They're already there. We have quality control. Here's the good news. One time I hired an attorney. See if you guys can relate to this. I paid the attorney $1,500 about 30 years ago, and I couldn't get him to return a phone call. He had my $1,500, and I thought, what am I going to do, hire another attorney to sue him, right? Here, if I have a problem with my service, I call up an 800 customer service number, and they intervene on my behalf. They investigate on my behalf. If they're, you know, sometimes people don't like the advice they're getting from the attorneys, but sometimes, you know, once in a while, not often, the attorneys might not be up to snuff, might not be doing the job we signed on for. Okay, but our attorneys are already ready to go, and then plus Kroll Incorporated, the world's leading risk consulting firm, you know, they're ready to go. They're here to protect our folks. So, peace of mind for only $35.95 a month. Okay. The price varies a little bit, and the service varies a little bit state to state, province to province. And so if you become an associate, you can market outside the state. You want to just make sure how the membership works. In most places, the membership you guys have, that's the standard membership that we've got. In some places, a little bit different, like New York and Canada, things like that. Okay? You can pay. It's really simple. Bank draft, debit card, credit card. So it's easy for people to get involved. It's easy for people, you know, to make a $35, $36 decision. So who do you know? Who are we looking for? Folks, you know, people have kids. We're looking for families. We also have small business plans, commercial driver's plans, but the plan I'm talking about today is essentially designed for a family. Covers the whole family. One low monthly fee covers kids up to 23 if they're full-time college students, 21 if they live at home, never been married. Okay? So, you know, once they get 21, I tell you, like my kids, every one of my kids, once they got out of college, you know, they had the membership all through college. So they turned around and they got their own membership. I didn't have to convince them of nothing because they knew the value of the service, having used it for 3, 4, 5, 6 years. Okay? So people, you know, who's self-employed folks and business owners, these are great candidates for us. Business owners, for the most part, understand the value of legal help. They understand the expense, they understand how much it costs. They also see, wow, you know, this can make it much more affordable for them. 70% of the folks out there don't have their wills done. Those folks need our service. Okay, so we'll talk about the money. You guys, is it okay? This actually is my favorite part, and it's, you know, I love the service, and the service is so valuable, and it's the service that drives the opportunity. You know, it's something really important to understand. Without the marketing of a service, there's no opportunity here at all for us. But with the marketing of a service, the opportunity is incredible. Company started in 72, 2.1 million requests for legal insurance, 1.4 million members, owned by a New York-based equity group called MidOcean Partners. We have a proprietary system of provider law firms. That means the law firm's already there. They're ready to go. But, you know, and they answer to us, once again. Okay, high-quality, cost-effective legal and ID theft service. Okay, why do people get involved? income. People get involved to make a little bit of lot, a little bit of extra money. Some people get involved to make a lot of extra money. Some people are very ambitious and they go, wow, you know, if this company does the things that I say it's going to do here, you hear me today, you know, if it does that and it grows, fortunes will be made. Now, guys, just talking about money for a second. When I got involved, there was about 300,000 memberships on the books. 13 years later, 1.4 million memberships on the books. During that period of time, this company has paid my brother and I over $5 million. Okay? I don't say that to brag, but to impress upon you, there's some serious money to be made. Okay? So why do people, we all know people have plenty of time, but no money. And we also know people have, you know, freedom, but no money. Right? Here's what we have over, not overnight, but over time. You can build a business that have, in the beginning, I worked really hard. Over time, I could pull back on the throttle and I could create leverage, and the leverage worked for me. I'll explain what I mean by that as we go along here. Okay? Why now? The market potential is incredible. Great. The customer need is awesome. The economic environment, there's more and more people out there that are underpaid or underemployed that are looking for something extra. We're in an industry in transition, but even more so, guys, and even more so why now is because the private equity firm that brought us last year is literally bringing us to the marketplace in a whole different way. We have been doing, you know, now mind you, the methodologies we've had before, I made $5 million in the last 13 years. I had never made $1 million combined in my life up until that moment in time when I was 46 years old. Since I'm 46, I've made $5 million, okay? I think we're at 1.4 million members. We've got a plan in place to take this membership base from 1.4 million to 7 million. Once we hit 7 million, you know, it's beyond... what's that word that we use? What's that? Critical mass. Like that's the word I was looking for. It's beyond critical mass. It's 7 million, it's going to 20. Goes to 20, it's going to 30. Where it levels off, I don't know. But you got to think about this. From 300,000, right, to 1.4 million, we've paid folks like you over $1 billion collectively in the last decade. That's crazy when you think about it. We go from 1.4 million to 7 million. Guys, fortunes will be made. It's one of those situations where it doesn't matter if you're just starting up today, you can still position yourself in front of the most amount of growth we've ever had, right? So the market potential is crazy. We're going to be rolling out a media campaign, and again, top-notch folks running these campaigns. The director of our commercials is a Cannes Award-winning director for industrials and commercials. So, again, I'm going to invite everybody later on again and again and again to come out to Oklahoma City with us next week to see the premiere of the commercials. They're going to show us all three of them. Okay? We have a business in a box, what we call it. It's a one-time investment to get in the business end of $149. Right. When I started out the company, it was actually $249, and a couple of years back or so, the company decided to lower the price because there were tough economic times and things like that. But what that includes, it includes all the training you need. You get your associate kit. There's a training program. It's both a live training program, an online training program, and then there's ongoing programs like this. Like on a monthly basis, Dave arranges to have one of the top people come in from out of town to share their story with you and do some training and stuff. And what that does, folks, is just keep people in the game and focus on where we're going. You have the support of your sponsor, the person that signed you up, but they're also part of a team. And we also then work together. Like, for example, even though Dave and I are on different lineages, we're not connected to each other financially, we help each other. We care about each other's success. We believe this. We believe that, you know, as the tide rises, all boats rise. It's advantageous for me to do a good job and help Dave out, knowing in return that he'll do the same. But not just Dave, all across the United States and Canada. One of the things I love about our business as an associate, there's no territorial restriction. You can build anywhere. My personal goals, I'll share a little more in a training later, but I wanted to build all across the country. I learned how to build long distance, and I worked on it. I'll talk a little bit about that as we train. You have online access to your office. You have a back office. Like, for example, this morning, I went online. I saw how many sales came in overnight, you know, how much money I'll get paid on Monday. Pretty cool stuff right there. Associate Support Center back in Ada, Oklahoma, where the company started. We have a $32 million office complex built on the outskirts. I think somewhere about 800 employees there who essentially work for me, work for us. Now, here's the beauty of this. I don't deliver the legal services. I don't do the customer service. I don't do anything. My only job is to stand here and share the information, right? And then get the new people trained. Those are the only two things I really do. Share the information and get folks trained to be more effective in their business. Sounds like a pretty good job description, right? Walking, talking, success story. It's pretty good. We also have a benefits plan membership, and we have all kinds of cool little stuff in there. I'm not going to go into it, but just to give you an example, you can get discounts on hotels, among different things. You can if you travel a lot, you can get those shuttle services for half price, the super shuttle. It's pretty cool. Okay. The biggest problem people have, the biggest concern, the biggest objection I have again is people say, I don't have any time to do anything else. I always laugh because when I started out, I felt the same way. And here's what I did, guys. I mean, this is sort of brave. I pulled the plug on the television, right? I found out I reclaimed 15 hours a week right there. It was pretty crazy. I put the guitars in the closet and vowed I wouldn't take them out until I was making $10,000 a month. All my calluses went away. Okay, we have all different ways of marketing, of giving information out about the service. We have presentations on the webs. If I'm not doing a live presentation, I give out a DVD. I send someone to a website. Okay, we have live business briefings similar to this, happen on a weekly basis right here in town. But here's the good news, happens all across the country. Every major marketplace, we've got live business presentations, live trainings. We have in-home presentations. We have recorded phone calls plus live conference calls. We do luncheons. We did one yesterday. There's a luncheon on a weekly basis right here in town. You get that information. And it's a great way of just going out and getting luncheons. I love luncheons. I actually built the fundamentals of my business on luncheons because everybody eats lunch. And if you offer to pay for it for them, they're likely to come out and hear a 20, 25-minute presentation. Okay? Commissions. Now, when we, in commissions, this is where the money, where the rubber meets the road, like the life insurance industry, we do something called, we pay advanced commissions. We collect 1 month's worth of fee, send them to the company with a $10 one-time enrollment fee. Company turns around and pays us a full year's worth of commissions right up front. When you start out, okay, there's three main ways you get paid. The personal advance commission I just talked about. There's override commissions. I'm going to come back and talk about that. And then there's renewal commissions. That is when the term of the advance commission's up, as long as that membership stays on the books, we pay a renewal each and every month on that membership. Here's what the map looks like. The color of the gold column there, I call the extra money column. Okay? Brand new person starts out, they're going to make $34 on that $36 sale. If they go on out there and do this, okay, we're going to help them get Fast Start qualified. Okay, the Fast Start qualified, I can't read that all. Okay, here's what we're going to do. If Mark was brand new today and I was sitting down with him, my job, my goal is to help Mark get Fast Start qualified. That means in a 30-day period, I'm going to help him sign up one associate and Mark had three memberships, in which case, he's going to get paid $34 when he Fast Starts qualified. We're going to give him an extra $34 on every membership sale he sold already. Okay? So in that situation, whoops, go back 10. He's going to earn $207 in that scenario. Other way of Fast Start qualifying is marketing five memberships. There's no long-term contract on the membership. It's a month-to-month contract. So, you know, early on in the process, it's fairly easy to market memberships to folks, showing them the value and telling them we're not holding them contract hostage. But in this scenario here, selling five memberships, Mark will have earned in his first month $345. Of course, if $149 to get started, he's made $345 operating in the black. One of the things I love about our company is that it's not expensive to get started up. You can't own but one membership. We're not asking you to buy a membership every month or pay more. You've got your membership. All you've got to do to stay vested with the company, and that means collect your commissions, is keep your membership in effect. That's all you've got to do that, okay? So in this situation, the very first thing I'm going to do with my brand new person is help them get Fast Start qualified. Okay? Again, the gold column I call extra money column, because say once you become a junior associate, you become an associate. Once you get Fast Start qualified, you move to the $103 level. So now every time you market a plan, you make $103. You follow? Okay. Help three people do that, what you've already done, and you're going to make $138 at the senior associate level. You go up through the ranks, the person that invited you can explain exactly how that works. But imagine this. Imagine if you're a manager, and in a month you go on out and market 10 programs. Okay, you made an extra $1,700. You are not wealthy yet, right? But that's good extra money. You're not sending it back, right? That's why I call this the extra money column. People are going out there and start to make extra money immediately. Okay? The next column, the last column, is team overrides. I call that our get wealthy column. We are not a get rich quick scheme. But there is a plan in place here where you and I can build wealth over time. And we can, and literally build wealth. How do we do it? We build it through the team building process. Okay? Here's what I knew when I started. I knew that not everybody, I'll tell you, first of all, I was willing to talk to anybody and anybody was willing to listen. Okay? You follow? But I knew not everybody was willing to listen. So when they weren't willing to listen, guess how much it bothered me? Not at all. I just didn't care. Those are the people who weren't willing to listen. I knew if I talked to enough people, I'd find enough people who were willing to listen. If I talked to enough people, not everyone willing to listen would be interested enough to get a membership or get involved. But I knew if I talked to enough, enough would. I knew if I got enough people involved, enough people would stick and stay. And not overnight, but over time, I could build a team. And every time someone on my team offered the plan, I'd get paid an override commission. Give you two examples of override commissions. Within my very first year, at 1 month, I had 200 active associates go out and market 550 of our memberships. This was before we added the ID theft to it. That month, in override commissions, okay, that's the money I would have made. I was living in Atlanta, Georgia at the time, whether I left my bedroom or not. $19,600 I made that month, okay? And I don't say it to brag, but to impress upon you, there's some serious money to be made. You fast forward 7, 8 years later, and 1 month, 850 associates, the 200 had grown. Did I sign up all the rest of them? Nope. Right? The system in place. 850 associates marketed 4,700 memberships. That month, the override commissions came to over $50,000. Okay? And again, I don't say it to brag, but because some of you are like me, you're not going to lift a finger unless there's serious money to be made. Okay? Some of you, you're just like, man, if I can make an extra $500, I'm in, I'm done, I'm cool. But some of you are more like me, you really want to, you want to find a way to have time freedom, financial freedom, mobility, and things like that. Okay? So the first way we get paid is direct sales. Second way is override commissions. Third way is renewal commissions on those sales. We even get renewals on our overrides, which is very cool. Okay? We also, we have other incentives, and we have something called a Players Club, and for simply doing the equivalent of selling 5 memberships a month, each and every month, you do that for a year, you get a $300 car bonus, 2 years, $400 car bonus, 3 years, a $500 car bonus. Folks, a $500 car bonus on a monthly basis is an extra $6,000 a month, okay, I mean a year. That's not, you know, that's nothing to shake a stick at. But besides that, I said, like I said earlier, we also have exotic trips. I can't tell, I think it's 11 or 12 vacations this company has sent me on in the last 11 or 12 years. Cancun, Dominican Republic, the Atlantis in the Bahamas, we're going to Maui. So it's crazy. We have special contests and promotions. Last year, the company paid me in bonuses more money than I used to make in a single year, okay? I mean, I'll talk about this during the training program, talk about some of our bonuses that we have on the table. Very, very simply, paid over $1 billion to associates over the last decade. Over 1,000 folks right now making over 50 grand a year. These people working from their home on their own time, you know, a lot of them part-time. I'll tell you a quick story of my friend Chip Humphrey, part-time. Chip's the assistant principal at Vero Beach High School. It's a high school on the east coast of Florida. Next town over from where I live. I met Chip through one of my brothers who taught school down the hall from him. He was a phys ed teacher making $32,000 a year. When I started talking to him, I found out he was going back to school to get his master's to become an administrator because administrators got paid 70 grand a year. So here's what did I know about him? I knew he wanted more out of life. I said to him, listen, if I could show you this plan, blah, blah, blah. He said, if you could show me a way that right now I could start making an extra $500 a month, I'd get involved with you guys because I liked you guys, is what he told us. So he got involved, not overnight, but over time, 15 hours a week working part-time, still has his assistant principal job, making 70 grand a year. Last 3 years in a row, the company's paid him over $100,000, okay? And what I love about it is that for years I've stood up in front of the room and told people they could do it on a part-time basis, but I never did it on a part-time basis, right? But now my buddy Chip has, you know, so that means, so while I knew it was possible and I knew some people had done it, I actually know a guy that, you know, comes and stops by my house and, you know, hangs out with me, and I go out fishing on his boat. His car bonus, he went to buy, he bought a fishing boat with it. So pretty cool. Okay, we got people making over $100,000 a year, some right in this room. We've got people making over $1 million a year. I'm going to tell you right frankly, not a lot of them, but I think that's about to change. You know, my personal goal right now, and I didn't see this as possible until MidOcean Partners got on board with the media campaign that's about to come on, but my personal goal is to get to $3 million a year within the next 3 to 5 years. I like to set stretch goals, but I like to set goals that I think I can reach. Okay, so some people have been asked to come up and share their stories, and so if those folks could right now, I'd appreciate that, and then we'll end this part.
My name is Kate Burns, and I've been in the business for about 2.5 years. And over the last month, I've been blessed enough to go back to Africa, where I'm originally from. And, you know, the real blessing in that is I didn't have to worry about if I'm going to have an income when I get back to the States. You know, and while I was gone, I made about $5,500 while I'm away. And, you know, it's just such a blessing to work with this company and just, you know, live life on your own terms. I love this company.
Hi, my name's Ryan Burns. I got started working with the company about 4 years ago, and my intention was just to make an extra few $100 for my car payment. But as I plugged into trainings like we're going to see this afternoon, about 4 months in, this business started paying me more than my full-time job. 6 months in, I was able to walk away from that job. My first full year in this business, it paid me $68,000, and we broke a six-figure income on the second year, and I just absolutely love the time freedom that comes with it.
Thank God.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Youngberg, and my background is in teaching. When I saw this company, I saw an opportunity to be at home with my kids. And soon, I realized with a little bit of work, I was making more on my lunch break than I was all day teaching. And now, I still teach kids to read, and I still go on the field trips, but now I'm doing it as a volunteer in my daughter's class instead of my own. I love this company.
Good morning. My name is Dave Hall. My background is I never graduated from high school, and I don't have a GED. In fact, did manual labor jobs up until the age of about 28 when I was introduced to this company. We started very part-time, 5-10 hours a week around my full-time schedule. But after a few months, it was paying me more than my job, so I transitioned, went full-time with the company. After our second year, it was paying us a six-figure income. It hasn't paid us less than six figures for the last 10 years in a row. After about 7 years, we'd made over $1 million with this company. It would have taken me 55 and a half years to make $1 million at my previous place of employment, and I hated going to work there. So I love this company.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. And I'll tell you, I mean, what if there's a hidden gold in this whole thing, it's the people that you get to meet. You know, that's the people that tend to get with this company and stick with this company tend to be just very fine human beings. And as a result of it, we've built a network of folks all across the United States and Canada. You know, I mean, my brother is crazy. My brother's a massive Yankee fan, and he last year did something that he had a fantasy of his whole life. He went to every single Yankee game, home and away. Okay? He got press in New York and this and that. We'll see some of that, hopefully. Not today, but next week at the conference. But what was I going to tell you about him being crazy? Oh, yeah. When he did that, though, check this out. He was able to travel around in almost every city. He knew people. So he had people to go to the games with. He had people to, some people would put him up and things like that in their guest room and stuff like that. So it was his number one way of saving money as he traveled around the country. So real simple, guys, in closing. You know, I don't think the business is necessarily for everybody. In fact, I don't think it's for everybody. We're looking for people that are willing to roll their sleeves up and go to work with us. I mean, I never want to get someone involved who's not at least committed to work with me that first month and get their money back and that kind of stuff like that. Because I don't like to leave people, you know, like that in a lurch, so to speak. But I think everyone ought to have the membership. It just makes sense to have it. Better to have it and not need it than the other way around. You know, just real simple. If it was expensive, if it cost $200, $300 a month, it would be a budgeting decision that most of us would not use. We would say no. But at $36 a month or less, it just makes sense. Okay? If you see the opportunity to become an associate, get your questions answered, get them answered here today. You know, don't go home and ask your broke brother-in-law. You know, say, ask the people that have already been successful, because these are the folks that are going to help you be successful. Okay, get your training. There's an online first-step training. Person that invited you will teach you about. There's a basic training in the classroom. You can find out the next scheduled ones here. And get out there and get Fast Start qualified. That's the biggest thing, the biggest request I have of you. If you decide to get involved with us today, get Fast Start qualified. So that way my influence on you is a positive influence and not a so-so influence. So again, you know, decide how you want to get paid. We get paid every day. I mean, I love this thing. I used to get, last company I worked with, I got paid once a month. That was pretty tough. By the end of the month, I was running out of, you know, do we put gas in the car or do we save money for beer? I mean, So I just ended the presentation. Here's what we're going to do, guys. End the presentation right there. We're going to take a 15-minute break and then come on back here. And guests are welcome to stay. We appreciate your time and attention. Thank you so much, and we'll see you back in 15.